June 8th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we will study from Psalm 62, to the chief musician, Psalm of David. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. This psalm is about the Lord being our rock. And as the verse says, I shall not be greatly moved. And if we move, it would even become dangerous. It is like you're on the platform of a train station and they tell you to stay away from the platform edge. But if you're walking on the edge and some drunkard bumps into you, you might fall into the track and you might get killed. So if we are moved, it might even cost your life. Moving means some might start saying that the resurrection never happened, or start doubting the validity of the Word of God. The Catholics are a good example of this, since the Church itself says the Word of God could be corrected, since it might contain errors. That's why the Pope said that they accept the evolution theory, although the Word of God says in Genesis how a man was created. Not only the Catholics, some Protestants are greatly moved. I heard Agnes Chang in one of her interviews saying that a Catholic nun who was teaching at her school in Hong Kong later quit her job and told her later that she realized the Bible was quite useless and she didn't see the reason for working for the church. So that's what being moved means. We will be moved a bit, of course, because of the wind and the waves, but we will not drift away from God. It says in the Bible, in the end time, many people will be moved. Let's look at the Revelation 6:14. The sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. I think the island and mountain is representing the church, and they will be moved out of its place. So if they say there is also salvation in Buddhism and Islam, like the Catholic Church says, that's a sign of being moved. Someone that I know once told me that she went to a Catholic priest's house, and to her dismay, she saw a Buddha statue there. And the following verses in the Revelation says, And the kings of the earth, the great man, the rich man, the commanders, the mighty man, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? And the reason they are going through this tribulation is because they have denied the Christ, and that's why they're speaking to the mountains and rocks, which is Christ. Those mighty men and great men are of the church, who deny the power of Christ. This is ironic because they have denied the rock, but now they're begging to the rock to save them and hide them. Now going back to the psalm. So rely on him as the rock of our life is the only way to live. I might have told you many times, but the Lord told me not to buy the study guide when I was in a seminary school. So I chose to obey and only rely on the Holy Spirit for understanding of the Bible, which turned out to be great for me. Verse 3, How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. For how long will you attack a man? The King James Version says, How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? I also think this a man means Jesus. A man means Jesus because Jesus said the Bible testifies of him. But those who will be slain are not Jesus, but the ones who are mocking Jesus. And all of them will be like a leaning wall for those who cause others to stumble in faith in Jesus Christ. And that's how they will lose their lives. And it is the same as the part we just read in Revelation. They're the mighty ones, free men, commanders, but they end up begging Jesus to help them. And they were persuading others not to believe in Jesus by mocking him and by persecuting people of faith, but they end up losing their own salvation. It happened when Jesus was arrested. They mocked him, blindfolded him, and smacked his face. But when Jerusalem was taken by the enemy, they didn't have anyone to hold on to. So we will have the tribulation like it says in the Revelation, and those who will suffer are the people from the church who does not rely on Jesus Christ, like the Catholics. And that's the trend of the church. As you see in the Vinci Code, the church does not rely on Jesus, even denies Jesus. The Vinci Code says Jesus did not die but married to Mary Magdalene and even had children. And I was also told that in the United States, there is a tax-exempt law called 503C that even helps the church, which does not believe in Jesus Christ, to get tax-exempted and make money, and the government is helping them to get rich. Verse 4. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. This casting him down is people's attempt to pull down Jesus from his supremacy. Unfortunately, it is a prophecy regarding the church, and even Jesus said, not one stone will be left unturned, and everyone will be thrown down. And every piece, even the last piece, which is Jesus Christ himself, will be thrown down by the church. And I think this is already happening. Rick Warren, who wrote Purpose Driven Life, even said that Islam and Christianity have the same God. It's like the Pharisees saying to Jesus, when he was casting out the demons, they said Jesus was doing so by Beelzebul, the prince of demons. The kind of people will appear again in the end time. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, means while people are saying Jesus was a good man and all the beautiful things out of prayer book, they doubt his divinity and his ability to save us. It's about being double-minded and having double tongues. Verse 5 to 8. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him. At all times, you people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So as people are leaving Christ, rely on themselves or other people. We have to be firmly in Christ even more. If anyone sees the Pope as their salvation and as the anchor of their faith, they will be put to shame and will lose salvation. It says clearly that salvation is of God and not of the Pope. The church has been only relying on the leading of God. Our church has been relying on the leading of God rather than people, and God has shown us many wonderful things. All the teachings I did here, be it seminars or newsletters, and also the book, was all prompted by God. I did not look for other books for teaching, but they were all straight from God. And what God has been telling us nowadays is to work with non-believers. We could have started it long time ago, but we did not receive such prompting as we do now. I don't know about you, but at least that's how I felt. It's not like I never evangelized before. I used to be director of outreach team, but for many years after that, I was doing works only for Christians. But it has been changing, and I felt like I need to start the newsletter for non-believers too. Although I'm not sure if this is really of God, at least I'm planning to start this. And if this is really what's in God's heart, I know we will be greatly blessed. I don't always get it right, and I do make mistakes, but if I don't do anything, I am not obeying God. But if I do it, even if I don't get it right, at least some of the things I do may be right. I might not get all 10 things, but I might get 8 things right. So, doing is everything, rather than being afraid of failure. It's like people talking about the test, and some people are happy that they got 80%, but some other people would be forever depressed about the mistakes that they have made for not scoring 100%. But God is faithful, and although we might make mistakes, if we follow Him, we will not make a mistake that is too great that we cannot fix. Verse 9 to 12. Surely men of low degree are a vapor, men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this. The power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. We read the scary part in the Revelation earlier. As you know, the book of Revelation is not a science fiction. The book is a prophecy of this world, and the rock will fall on the mighty man on earth. The rock they have been mocking will turn against them to crush them. Rock is normally unshakable and unmovable. And I remember hearing a story of a tsunami that a man was saved from being washed away just because he was holding on to the rock in the garden. All the cars were washed away, but the rock he was holding on did not move. But if we deny the rock, we will be pushed out of the promised land. And in the end time, we will have many deceiving teachings and would mock and discredit the rock. You will see who they are and what they really believe in. You will see many well-known people being deceived. But if we hold on to the rock and Him only, we will be richly rewarded. As the verse 12 says, "For you render to each one according to his work."